This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Heat Daily takes over in about 15 minutes. We're finishing up with Tom Renz. Tom, you got caught up by the break. Other big things that you're looking at, other big things that are happening. Obviously, I go back to they're announcing school shutdowns, new injections, masking and Maryland and all over. I mean, they're masking for the president. The White House press secretary said yesterday, yeah, we're going back to the standard plan like it's no big deal. Head of the UN WHO says, yeah, COVID never went away. We're right back in. And it's just exciting that we got this information and aren't being caught with flat-footed.
Yeah, no, we're not being caught flat-footed this time. The good news is that, when we started, we were caught flat-footed. I've got plenty of stuff now. So, I mean, we're not starting from ground up. The question's going to be what they do and what they don't do, right? So we've got lawsuits that we can file. We've got things that we can do. We've made progress in the law. We've made progress in a lot of places. But, some of that is reactive. Well, the courts and stuff like that, that's reactive. What's most important is that we, the people, continue sharing everything you're doing, everything that we're doing, everything that we're getting out there. And hell no, should be trending every day on Twitter. If hell no is not trending, then there's a problem. If we will not comply is not trending, then there's a problem. Because at the end of the day, I've seen this happen in a bunch of places. Already we're seeing these mandates roll back out. And as soon as enough people tell them where to go, they back down. These guys are bullies. If they can get away with it, they're going to. But if we stand against them and say, no, we're not going to. So one of the things, Alex, I talk a lot about lawfare, right? And I've talked about it as the intersection of legal work, political work, and public education or PR, right? The thing about that is everybody thinks that lawfare, they've got it all screwed up. They think that lawfare, and I use myself as a demo. I'm a nobody, but I've built a platform because I've implemented
the
lawfare.
The enemy uses lies for lawfare to come after us. We need to use real issue lawfare to destroy them.
We do, but we also have to understand what I do in a court will always be with the utmost professionalism and with the exquisite focus on the details related to the rules of ethics. Okay, I really, the ethics are everything. We, the people, my role there is different than my role here. My role here is to share information and to educate people with integrity. There I've got processes and rules, all sorts of things. Probably 70 to 80% of lawfare is what we're doing right now. I've got to empower we the people with true information. I've got to make sure that the people of this country know what's happening legally and how they can fight back and what they can do. If I don't empower we the people, then I am wasting my time because the courts are filled with judges and lawyers and people who are we the people. And if they haven't heard any truth, in 2020, when I launched the case, it was the first case that I launched on this first major case, 700 pages of documents that showed everything about COVID was fraud. Everything about this was a lie. I go into the court, and there's some very interesting things that happened. But without getting into too many details on that, one of the things that became just mind-blowingly apparent was if no one knows but me, and I walk into the court, it's going to seem pretty implausible. If everybody knows, if it's well accepted, if it's standard knowledge, then I walk into the court, well, it's suddenly a far more credible guy when I'm talking to that judge. So we have got to do, what you
here
do
the
here,
first work
what
is information warfare, getting the truth out so the general public's informed. Thomas Jefferson said, enlighten the public and freedom and liberty, and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn.
Absolutely. Listen, no government exists without consent. When you look at the law like I do, you understand real quickly. The law is a manifestation of public will. If everybody's driving 75 and the speed limit's 65, does anybody get pulled over?
No, they just up the speed limit.
Right, Right. And that's the way the law works, because if we're not willing to capitulate with this fraud, it doesn't work. We've got to stand together as people. We've got to come together. We've got to fight. We've got to stop them from these
lawsuits. And by the way, when I'm in the 75 and I catch myself going 85, I go, you know what? I think it's kind of reasonable I back off to 75. We all kind of have this will that 75 is good.
Yeah.
But not 55. In fact, come in with Sammy Hagar. I can't drive 55. Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Funding our police and creating mass death. We can see through that and take back control of our local communities no matter how much money he's got. Tom Renz, great lawyer, key guy in the battle against the COVID tyranny with being rolled back out. You made that point that it's civil disobedience. It's collective will. And you were saying that earlier. You go back into that analogy and finish up.
Well, you know, that's it, right? I mean, at the end of the day, when you look at law as a lawyer, you recognize that law is always a manifestation of the will of people, right? There's a few people that run the government. There's a few people that make the laws. But if they make laws and we're not willing to follow it, they might as well talk in the wind, right? It doesn't do any good. So, you know, you look at North Korea, and tyranny is always an illusion. So you got this little pot-bellied dictator in North Korea that treats his people like absolute garbage. And yes, they've got a military, and yes, they've got this, and yes, they've got that. But do you think that if the entirety of the people in North Korea rose up, that they wouldn't be able to retake their freedom? See, the key to tyranny is that the tyrants always trick you into believing they've got more power than they do. They always try and trick you into believing that they've got more. That's why Goebbels was such an important guy for Hitler. You know, his job was to propagandize and to lie and to do this and do that, because you can't have tyranny without that. And at the end of the day, if we the people demand change, if we say, no, we're not locking down, no, we're not going to tolerate more election fraud, no, we're not going to do this, no, we're not going to do that, you know, we win, because there's more of us than there are of them, and we don't have to live that way unless we choose to.
I totally agree. In the time we have left before our great guest host takes over, Kate Daly, who always knocks out of the park, what other big things we know about?
Biggest thing I'm working on right now, and this is a sneak preview because I'm not quite ready to unveil it. We've been working very hard, and I'm going to tell you right now that while I haven't got the report written yet, I am 100% comfortable saying that we're not only going to be able to show the association between these vaccines and cancer, But I think we might even be able to show that they knew what was going to happen. These COVID vaccines absolutely are causing cancer. We saw it in the DMED statistics. We saw it elsewhere. And we've got a line of facts and a fact pattern that I think is going to be very strong on this.
Well, remember, they read headlines during the rollout that, oh, it looks like you have cancer, but just have your cancer doctor say it's no big deal. It's just normal to have tumors grow. I mean, remember those headlines?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, my wife's fighting cancer.
Wow.
She's not vaccinated. She's not vaccinated. I mean, no one in my family's getting that. So, but, you know, cancer is a pretty big deal to me. But it got me thinking. I was looking at this. And so I started down this line of research. And I think one of the next big things is we're going to show not only that it causes cancer, because I don't think that's debatable, right? No one's given me an explanation for the skyrocketing spike in cancers that we saw in the DMED, which, by the way, no one's actually been able to discredit under oath. I mean, the military has not yet responded to the fact that they murdered thousands and thousands of their own soldiers. They said, well, it was a fact check. It wasn't true. There was a glitch in the database. Well, they didn't say it under oath, and they never discredited those numbers. So until they actually discredit it with raw data and a solid explanation.
Well, did you see how now they're trying to keep shut down the online reporting for VAERS and the other apps?
Yeah, the VSafe. But here's the thing, Alex. There is 8-10 other databases that they have internally where they've been tracking this. Project Salus, where I broke the Project Salus thing, you know, they've been getting weekly reports on the dangers and the issues.
And that was the Pentagon AI, right?
Yep, that was with the Pentagon AI program. Listen, they have all of this information.
And by the way, for listeners, you know, Tom and I never talked to Tom off air. He's been here once. I've interviewed probably 10 times. We finish each other's sentences. We're not making this up. You can look it up, too.
No. My respect and appreciation for Alex isn't because we're drinking beer on the weekends. It's because I see that he does his homework. He ends up at the same spot I do, and that's good. That just means that you know, he's done his homework, and I know I've done mine. So, you know, this is a really big deal, right? Because I can assure you I'm about as independent as it gets, and I don't really care who says it. I'll be happy to argue with you. I've argued with everybody. We do our homework. We find this stuff out. This data, this stuff, this information, all this stuff, it's out there. They have the information. They know how many people are dying from these vaccines. They know how many people are getting sick.
Well, they're surveilling everything.
They're surveilling everything. They know about the skyrocketing cancer. They know that it's destroying your immune system in a way that is facilitating this cancer to explode in your body because your immune system no longer has the capacity to fight the cancer. So it grows unchecked. This whole thing, and by the way, here's where this goes, Alex. This is the biggest thing I'm going to say to you today. Operation Moonshot. Have you heard about that, right?
Yes.
That's Biden says he's going to cure cancer. Mark my words on this.
mRNA.
They knew this was going to cause an explosion in cancer. And they have been telling, we've got leaked to us several times, we're within a year or two of being able to cure cancer. You can't make mRNA illegal because then you won't be able to cure cancer and all the cures are going to be mRNA. This is snake oil sales. Let me tell you what they're going to do. They gave you the vaccine. It's going to cause massive cancer. They're going to have a new vaccine to fix the cancer, but it's going to cause another set of problems. And you're going to be just where they want you, stuck on a big pharma cycle for the rest of your life, which won't be that long anyways because you're going to be miserable till they kill you.
Unbelievably powerful. Tom Renz, RENZ.com. Tom Renz, TomRenz.substack.com, Renz-law.com. You're amazing. And whistleblowers, help. Maybe I'll get you on the phone and this person will talk to you. I'll put you maybe in contact with my TSA guy.
I'm happy to verify for you, Alex. I'll be
no,
happy.
No, I know. I want to push this out in a beat because we got their number on this. Tom Renz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Kate Daly's about to take over, but I wanted to talk about the listeners. Folks, we're in a big war. We're in a big fight. And Trump is spending $80 million, whatever it is, $70 million so far this year to fight all the lies. Trump's good. He's under attack. He's supported. I need $1 million to pay my legal bills to stay on air. InfoWars is barely in the black, but I am personally in bankruptcy. I don't have any money. I got my house and cars, and that's it. I need support. Thank you. Humbling. It's amazing. It's humbling. Thank you for the support. And I look at this. I asked the crew to print off like 10 of the people that made donations. I guess they just printed off the folks giving $1,000. But whether it's $5 or $10, defendjones.com, instead of us getting like 30% when we sell a product, we get like 95% here. So I want to thank you. We're at $100,000 raised. I mean, what is it now? Scroll down. It was like $99,000 an hour ago. I don't know what we've raised so far. Crew, can we scroll down and show people? But the point is, I'm $1 million in the hole. Sounds like a lot of money. It's not, yeah, $100,308. We're in a war directly with the globalists. So we're trying to raise $1 million to get out of that. I'll stay on air. I won't back down. I won't stop. But this infrastructure needs your support. We have millions of listeners. Go make a $5 donation, a $20 donation at defendjones.com. Free speech is barely in the black. Buy products there that are great. That keeps there's two bankruptcies. The free speech bankruptcy organization is going well. Looks like free speech will make it through. Thanks for your support. Then there's Alex Jones that I've been neglecting. Alex Jones is out of ammo. Alex Jones is out of gas. You want the dog to fight? Heart's got to beat. So go to InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support free speech, which is great products. But go to DefendJones.com to make straight donations. And again, to everybody's means. If you've got $10, give us a dollar. If you got $1 million, give us $1,000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And, of course, how this God-given right is consistently stolen from us. Welcome to the show, William. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's a great honor to be here. Thank you.
You bet. Let's start out with the new laws. People need to know what's going down the pike and to hurt us with our God-given rights. So let's talk new laws on the horizon.
Yeah, well, on a statewide level, obviously, we've seen things in New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Illinois, Illinois being perhaps the most egregious. My home state, Washington, has been doing a pretty effective job of trampling over what is supposed to be otherwise inalienable rights. But what viewers on the national level really need to be worried about is not so much gun control legislation, because Congress has shown an inability to really tackle any issues there, although with the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, we may have been set up for something here. But what we really got to be careful of for on the national level, especially with this particular administration, is the grotesque administrative overreach that we see with the ATF, or what we really see in this whole administration is kind of that fourth branch of government, which is the administrative state.
Absolutely. So tell us a few of the laws. What's coming down? I mean, people need to understand what's happening in the nation.
So the three areas of major attack that we've seen in the Biden administration involving the ATF has been, one, firearms with attached stabilizing braces, or what a lot of people used to call AR pistols. The federal government now wants to call them all short barrel rifles. The ATF promulgated a rule kind of out of nowhere. They allowed for public comment. There was well over 200,000 negative comments. And when the ATF finally published the real rule, it really in no way, shape, or form even resembled the original rule. Of course, that rule went into effect. The lawsuit started flying. And so we're beginning to see some successful litigation on that front right now. Another issue that everyone probably is aware of, and some of your viewers may have already actually got a little nasty letter from the ATF, and that is a reclassification of a device known as a forced reset trigger or wide open trigger. The ATF now wants to classify that trigger standing alone as a machine gun. They have been rounding them up as much as they possibly can. I've had the pleasure of working with hundreds of people around the country in communicating with the ATF about this trigger. That is now subject of a pretty successful lawsuit brought by the National Association for Gun Rights. I'll put a plug in for them. They did a really good job in this litigation here. And it's actually based on some successful litigation that had come out of the Fifth Circuit, a case called Cargill v. Garland, which was actually where the court found that ATF's ban of the bump stock actually was without lawful authority. And essentially, we're operating on the same technological issues there. And so I do believe that ultimately that issue is going to prove to be pretty successful in litigation. There's ongoing litigation with ATF's new rule on what your viewers probably call 80% lowers. The liberal media calls ghost guns. I like to call untraceable or unserialized firearms. That is also the subject of a suit right now. That's actually a case called Vanderstock v. Garland. That has, again, really seen some very successful outcomes on that. And basically what the court's saying is listen, Congress delegated authority to the ATF for you to regulate firearms. We didn't delegate authority to you to basically regulate chunks of aluminum. And that's what you're doing in this situation here. So those are just a few of the highlights that we've seen. And now lately, ATF has just promulgated a new rule. And what they're saying is it's the crackdown on rogue gun dealers. But when you read into it, what they're actually doing is they're going to be attempting to shut down every single private sale and all of your gun shows. Now, I live behind the Iron Curtain in the People's Republic of Washington. So all of our sales have had to go through FFLs for a number of years now. But there's many of other your viewers that still live out in the United States of America where gun shows are a big part of the community. And the Biden administration, this Department of Justice has shown an absolute, they are hell-bent on going after all of that. And the problem with this particular rulemaking order, unlike all the other ones I've previously highlighted, is Last year, we did pass the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which did change some of the federal definitions in law as to what it constitutes to be an FFL. And so the ATF may be on slightly firmer footing on this issue than they were on the other ones that we're seeing them kind of flounder around now once they're being challenged in court.
Wow. Wow. It's a lot to digest. A lot of things going on. You know, the constant reference to assault weapon. What do you say when you keep hearing this term being used by the King Fraud-a-Lot in all of his feds? This term is everywhere. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think knowing that, you know, a majority of the viewers here are going to be right-leaning, I think that, you know, we've been getting our tails whooped in the labeling game for years now. An assault weapon is a made-up term. It's a made-up term. They're semi-automatic rifles, okay, is what they are. There's no such thing as a high-capacity magazine, and yet we allow these terms to be used too frequently. And so I think that for those who actually are trying to preserve our what is supposed to be an inalienable right, we got to start labeling things correctly too. And one of the things that I think we really need to quit using the term is gun control, because we say all the time gun control is not about the guns, it's about the control, and I believe that completely. So therefore, it's not gun control, it's civilian disarmament. And so I think for all our viewers, we just need, and that's how we refer to it on our channel, is it is right. An attempt at civilian disarmament.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You remember when Papa Bush, George Bush, at the turn of the 90s, presented the Disarming the World document, that state document, which was publication 7277. And it was all about the overall goal of the United States to basically disarm everybody around the world so that the United Nations could be our new law enforced. And it's kind of amazing.
The new world order.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, unfortunately, a lot of people think that a lot of these attempts at civilian disarmament come exclusively from the left. However, that is not true. For example, one of the things that right now the ATF has been really criticized over was the method in which they banned bump stocks. That ban took place under President Trump. And candidly, President Trump had the political clout right after that Las Vegas shooting. He had the political clout to probably get legislation passed. For whatever reason, he chose not to do that, and he did what the Biden administration is doing right now, which is to treat the ATF as like it's some attack dog, and you just kind of let it off its leash and let it go, you know, kind of tear everything up. And that's how President Trump handled the bump stock issue, which is it's coming back to haunt his Department of Justice now in the way they handled that, because it's been thrown out by the Fifth Circuit.
I mean, this is really a right-left game, and I think a lot of people excused it and said, well, it's just bump stocks. It's not a big deal, right? Isn't that kind of what people did in the press?
Yeah, exactly. It's what's the big deal? It's a bump stock. But, you know, the problem is, and we're seeing this with the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, and you know, for a lot of times I thought this was just political conjecture, but now that I see the game plan being played out in front of us, if you give them an inch, they will, in fact, take a mile. And so you go back to like the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. You know, Marco Rubio was one of the sponsors of that bill, okay? And so here we are. We pass some legislation. Oh, we're just redefined. We just changed a couple of definitions of what it means to be an FFL. It's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal now, because now we've seen new ATF rules coming out that are using this new definition to basically shut down all private sales. There's a lot of big third-party purveyors, ArmsList, GunBroker.com. These are big websites that lawful and responsible gun owners use all the time for hard-to-find items. They're absolutely hell-bent on shutting them down. They're hell-bent on shutting down all the home-based FFLs. They're hell-bent on shutting down all the gun stores. And they have the statutory framework in place to make a plausible argument for it now.
We have a lot of rhinos and a lot of lefties hard at work to remove this God-given right. I'm going to come right back. How to talk to somebody that's very woke, who's never read a history book, obviously. We'll be right back with William Kirk on the Alex Jones.
I didn't realize this was back this week. Thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super concentrated. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So happy to be with you today. My guest is William Kirk. He's an attorney. You can go to the YouTube channel. You can go to Washington Gun Law, and you can see many videos of William telling you all about what's legal to own, your rights, your everything that has to do with guns. You're going to love his channel. And, of course, WashingtonGunLaw.com. And so I want to bring you back, William. This is an interesting conversation. I know a lot of people out there have, well, let's just face it, everyone has woke people in their family and friend circles who just either don't know history, can't read history, I'm not quite sure, but are walking around thinking that that the removal of our Second Amendment is just nifty, and that it only pertains to muskets of old. So somewhere it was written, you know, and so long ago that it doesn't apply now. What would you say to somebody? Because I love your answer on this.
Yeah, no, you and I had a chance to have this discussion once before, and so I appreciate the opportunity. So as a preface, what I believe the way we're going to actually win this battle on the Second Amendment, because of the law and the facts and the Constitution, is on our side. But we're not going to do it through legislation or litigation or intimidation. We're going to have to do it through education. And I believe that a large, large segment of those who support civilian disarmament are actually completely naive. They feed from a mainstream media trough. They listen to their more liberal friends. There's a segment that probably has been very negatively affected by gun violence, and we have to acknowledge that there's probably they're not coming back from those beliefs, and I think we just got to respect that. But I think a huge, huge majority of it is in the middle. And so you'll see the three most, this is what I like to call the three most common arguments that you get. Okay, number one is you have to be part of a militia first. Okay, now the actual Second Amendment reads that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So it's spelled right out right there. Now, if you go look at most of you, if you guys really want to geek out on this stuff, go look at your state constitutions. A lot of times they don't even mention militias whatsoever. They just talk about how the citizen themselves has the right to keep and bear arms. And then let us also remember that the Heller Court, a number of years ago, absolutely positively decided that once and for all. So that's a misnomer. The second one, why does anybody need this? Okay, why do you need a semi-automatic rifle? Why do you need a magazine that holds 30 rounds? Okay, rights are not based upon a person's needs. They're not. Okay, and you can educate people by asking them, why do they need to vote? Why do you need to go to church on Sunday? Why do you need to vote by absentee ballot? Why do you need a mail-in ballot? Why can't you just shag it on down to the polling place Tuesday morning and get it done like everyone else? We don't really restrict access to rights whatsoever, okay? So that is another argument that I think we see. Now, the most common argument is this one. Well, we wrote the Second Amendment was written when all we had was muskets, and therefore the Founding Fathers could have never envisioned what we would have today. And I agree, they probably would have never envisioned it. But you know what else they didn't envision? You see, when they wrote the First Amendment, they really only had two forms of communication. Either you talked to a person or you wrote something out on hemp paper with a feather pen, right? Okay. Do you honestly believe that the First Amendment only protects that type of speech as does it affect all forms of modern communication? Take a look at how the press operates in the late 1700s versus how the press is operating right now as you and I speak. Do we honestly believe that the First Amendment only protects printed press? Does the First Amendment only protect the nine religions that were in existence at the time we ratified the First Amendment, or does it protect everyone's religious beliefs? And, of course, we know the answers to that. So why would not the Second Amendment grow with our time and society as the other amendments do? Take, for example, the Fourth Amendment, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Now, back in the late 1700s, the only type of search and seizure you were subject to was getting your door kicked in and someone rummaging through your things. But nowadays, there's electronic surveillance and all of these sorts of things. Does the Fourth Amendment protect you from all that? It most certainly does. The Eighth Amendment on cruel and unusual punishment. How did we execute people back then? There was a very limited fashion of doing it back in the late 1700s. There are far more ways of doing it, and much of that litigation, successful and unsuccessful, focuses around whether it constitutes cruel and unusual punishment under how we understand the Eighth Amendment to be today. And that is why that argument that it only protects muskets is absolutely inconsistent with the rest of how the Constitution functions.
Absolutely. It's all about principle. It's not the specifics of the mechanisms. It was only the mechanism of the day. And so it applies to the principle. And that's what people don't understand. And you're right. They don't talk about any of the other amendments that way, only the Second Amendment, which is kind of amazing to me.
Well, we don't even talk about any of the other amendments as a need. Why do you need that? When we talk about our first one, you know, why do you need to go to church on Sunday? Nobody will ever ask a person that question. Ever.
Of course not. Of course not. And it's all about defending yourself against your government, sadly, or against, an intruder can be against anyone that would come into your home, whatever. But you still always have the right, and you don't even have to be in your home, and it's not about hunting. It's like they've gone off in all these different directions.
Well,
I think they just don't know history.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the labeling, we don't have a right of just self-defense. We have an inalienable right of self-preservation. Okay, and that's a label. If we want to play this labeling game, let's start calling what it is. We have a God-given right of preserving our life and lifestyle and the lifestyle and the lives that we've chosen for our families and loved ones. Okay? That is an inalienable right that was given to you by whoever you believe you're created to be. All right? And so let's start talking about what this is. This is a right of self-preservation, and this is a push for civilian disarmament.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better. And I appreciate you coming on to talk about that because, you know, the holidays will be approaching soon and I can't believe this year will be coming to a close. And you know, there's going to be a lot of talk about the dinner table and people need to have, you know, ways to talk to loved ones because I think that it's just getting difficult and probably in the extremes. Anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, when you're sitting around the table with everyone this holiday season, I got a video that just came out on this, and it's this. When we have a horrible problem in this country with violence on our roadways, it's oftentimes caused by impaired drivers. We have a problem. Everyone can agree on that problem. Do we ever talk about banning the cars? Do we ever talk about banning the booze? And in some jurisdictions, they refuse to ban the drugs. City of Seattle being one of them here, okay? So why then? Why? Because we focus on the person who's the evil person behind the wheel. That's the way we need to deal with gun violence. It's not a gun violence problem. It's a violence problem. We have to focus on the individual who's behind the trigger, just like we do with all of these problems on our roadway.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on, William Kirk.
Thanks for having me.
Washington Gun Law on YouTube and WashingtonGunLaw.com. Check it out. He's got so many great videos. Thank you for coming on. Really appreciate
you.
I want to talk a little bit more. I just wanted to include the paragraph of the state publication 7277 while we're on the subject. It was the disarmament goal and objectives that Papa Bush put through, Mr. New World Order himself. It said this, the overall goal of the United States is a free, secure, peaceful world of independent states adhering to common standards, of justice and, of course, international conduct. And subjecting the use of force to the rule of law, a world which has achieved general and complete disarmament under effective international control. You realize he never talked about America, right? And in a world in which adjustment to change takes place in accordance to the principles of the United Nations. Globalism. It's sickening and brought to you by the Bush family. Yeah. So on the right and on the left, you have people that have been pushing this through for a really long time, and it's really disconcerting to see both sides at work on that. So I wanted to talk to you about these buildings that are cropping up across the United States really quick, because I think this is a really big deal, and I don't know if people are paying much attention to it because they think that the idea of it fits within something that society needs right now, and I'm going to talk about that need. But William mentioned the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, and there's a lot more going on with this. And so I want to talk to you about this. This is basically going back. If you go back to 2014, they created a new community mental health demonstration project that enabled Medicaid to pay mental health clinics based on what it actually costs to care for patients. Okay. They started this back in 2014. And this has been a steady rollout. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I was visiting with people from my own state legislature in Utah, and they were.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70%. Is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And that was launched in Oregon. Okay. That was September a year ago. And they also talked about the fact that this was the secretary's national tour to strengthen mental health. Why are they so involved in your mental health? It was launched the day after the State of the Union to address the mental health challenges that have been, they said, exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. No, the only thing that happened from the COVID-19 fake-demic was the fact that we all got lied to, okay? But they're trying to blame mental health problems on that. They also had articles coming out of, like, say, The New Yorker, reinventing, this is the title, reinventing the ER for America's mental health crisis. How units are advancing a radically new approach to psychiatric emergencies. Do you feel like you'll ever be the emergency that they're talking about? That's what I think. In Missouri, behavioral health clinics are serving more than 30% more patients all the time, right? But they put a therapist in every police car by using an app on an iPad. And not only that, they also have short-term care facilities for people facing all these acute crises, right? But it's the government involvement that I have a problem with. Time magazine also did a no way to take care of mentally ill people. America just has no way to serve anybody. Are you kidding me? They're everywhere. There's options everywhere. All kinds of private clinics by the use of capitalism have cropped up where you can go get help. What do you mean there's no options and the government has to come in? Give me a break. So a couple of the things that you need to be really aware of with this, because I see a big problem coming in. They keep saying that right now there's no adequate system in place, not enough psychiatric beds available. Okay. And then also the stated goal in Biden's new plan King Dingaling, he said to build the capacity of long-term care facilities to deliver behavioral health care, of course, paid for by the government, as I mentioned before, but that, of course, they want to transform behavioral health. And then they are touting it with, look, friends and family, if you know somebody that's a danger to themselves or others because of, you know, things they say or ideas they have, you just bring them on down to these crisis destabilization units. And what is that going to mean? If you disagree with the government, you remember Katie Couric and all the pundits getting on TV saying that we needed to be rehabbed, right? Because we liked Trump. We needed to be rehabbed. You guys remember that, right? That footage. So the Biden plan also identified that the Department of Defense is also hiring 2,500 new personnel over the next 6 years to comprehensively address risk for conditions like mental illness. Why is the Department of Defense hiring 2,500 new personnel over the next 6 years to do that? Department of Defense. Is this a, I'm going to ask the big question. Is this the total desperation for the shots? Is it a buildup of sort of a weaponry inside of our body? You think that might happen or could happen? Before you shake your head at that idea, oh, that's so far out there. Not really. 1978, a book entitled Microwave Auditory Effect and Application by James C. Lynn described how audible voices can be broadcast directly into the brain. There's also a feeling that Manchurian candidates work this way as well. In December 1980, in the edition of the U.S. Army Journal called The Military Review, a column by Lieutenant Colonel John B. Alexander was entitled this, The New Mental Battlefield, Beam Me Up, Spock. Yeah. The New Mental Battlefield, Beam Me Up, Spock, provided further insight into the technical capabilities at the disposal of the comptroller. And in 74, GF Chapin came out and talked about the fact that there's an investigation will be shown that spoken words of a hypnotist may also be converted into electromagnetic energy directly into the subconscious part of the human brain without employing any mechanical device like on the outside, right, for receiving or transporting the message. This kind of influence, having a chance to control the information input consciously. There are so many things like this that make me very nervous about the capabilities of our federal government. The transmitters, they talked about this from the Laurel Electro-Optical Systems in Pasadena, California, where they did mind control operations and technology. It included transmitters that broadcast at the same frequency as the human nervous system. So my point is that there are projects from the government that have been written that have included this sort of influence, if you will. I'll call it influence, right? As if they were building a weaponry that had kind of a drip system, that's why you needed all these shots, that landed in the body, let's just suppose, okay? And all of a sudden, they could give somebody suicidal thoughts or give somebody some sort of mental condition, right? All these kinds of things could result in somebody being put in these units all over the United States. I am telling you that there is no need, nor is it legal, or is it constitutional. It is not constitutional for the government to be involved in mental health. But this is their biggest black hole of money now, money being directed and telling you, the citizen, that of course we have to do something. We have to do something to make you safer. So you get the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, right? Bipartisan. Both sides of the aisle in on this. You realize the right, just as much as the left, wants to just go ahead and make sure that you are safe from all those people with mental health problems. Could the vaccine program have been causing more mental health problems all along and we didn't know it? I would probably guess yes on that. Do we have issues where we could be looking at these types of new technologies? Let's put it this way. They're desperate to get those shots in you. They have now rebranded their campaign as, look, it won't stop Blovid, but it'll just stop it from getting really bad, right? It's not going to be wild. It'll be mild. Can you believe this kind of crap? They're trying to sell you on the shots at every turn. Their desperation for these shots is out of control. Why? What is in those shots that makes them want to get them into your body? And I'm not talking about profit. You could say profit all day long. What I'm talking about is there has to be something inside that shot. And there are many more coming because I know that Pfizer is trying to get a lot of governors on board to be able to implement more facilities. They're kind of vying for these facilities to come to their neighborhoods. So the governors are all aboard these crisis units with your tax dollars being built everywhere. Everywhere, all across the country, you're going to see more and more crisis stabilization units crop up. The government has control over them. Can you get out of them? They haven't said. Are they catering to long-term facilities? Sure. And then what happens? Somebody who might not love their government and who might see the laws and see all of the things that are happening and disagree with what the media says, would you be the new mental health problem? The fact that you love your Second Amendment right? And then once you get into the facility, do people around you go, oh, well, yeah, they're mental. Yeah, they must need to be in there. They're probably a danger, right? You can see people buying into this. And I hope you can see, as far as where we're always projecting and saying, you know what, this is what you need to be aware of. Because if they were able to do this without a real solid need, and I say that, and I mean it because I know that there are many, many private people who do therapy and have clinics across this country. There is no need for the government to get involved. So they create a need and they pass it through and act like it's their legal right to use our tax dollars and plunder you, which is basically stealing your money to create the very facilities that house us later on. I have to ask that question because now with the mobile clinics, wow, how much easier is that in a lockdown to go in and take somebody away in a mobile crisis clinic? I'm not trying to bring up a fear that's not there. I actually, when I'm studying and researching and looking into the future of where they want to go with mental health and some of the projects that the government itself has designed and written, it's scary to see the use of mental health being a catalyst to control people. There's no other reason why they would want to, quote unquote, transform the behavioral mental health. Why would it need transforming? They say it in their own words, in their own document, King Dingling and his vice, Little Dingling. They say it themselves. They are there to transform what behavioral mental health means, broaden the scope of mental health problems to be included in these stabilization centers. All I'm saying is, really take a hard look at why they're doing it, the reasons they give, because they're very shallow. In each article that the state puts up, like the press puts up, very, very shallow reasons as to why they actually even need these. So when you see a fake need, you know they're ushering in their response, which usually doesn't bode well for us because I do read history books. I do know history, and I am telling you, this is not a good thing at all. We need to fight this. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com for The Alex Jones Show. Thanks, you guys.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.